So my problem today at the start of this co-ministry experiment is that I know some things. I might know a little too much. After 10 years here at UUCMC, I have seen how you operate. There's a roadmap in my head of how things get done and who to talk to about what when there's a question. I think I have some sense of your many gifts and possibilities, both as individuals and as a whole community. All this information, which I love having, by the way, can also be a trap. This information and my preconceived expectations gathered from it can serve to limit the possibilities of what we can create together in this fresh new chapter. And so as I wrapped up my solo ministry with you at the end of June, my thoughts and prayers went to what Buddhists call beginner's mind. Beginner's mind refers to an attitude of openness, of eagerness, and a lack of preconceptions. When we study and learn, it is just as a beginner would, no matter how much you think you know. So how could I approach this new chapter of co-ministry with Craig with just this sense of excitement and hope for great things yet to come? Can I be in it as a beginner rather than the partner who holds the weight of history like an anchor? You know, the one that always says, well, it's always been done this way. We tried that once and you know it didn't work. There's more. One of my teachers from Beginner's Mind is a true beginner. My six-month-old grandson, Sam. You see him up here, pulling himself up to stand for the very first time in his entire life. Just last week, he started to crawl. He cut his second tooth and grew just enough hair to have an actual curl on the top of his peach-fuzzy little head when it's humid enough out. And then on Monday, he pulls himself up. Sam is a determined and strong learner. He doesn't seem to know that he can't crawl or stand yet. He is exploring new foods every day and sometimes even gets them into his mouth. Everything is an experiment with unintended consequences, and that doesn't bother him much at all. He'll fail and fall, cry inconsolably for a minute, and then indeed be consoled and comforted, and off he goes again. He just keeps on trying to do the next great Sammy feat with all his will and determination. Like any six-month-old, no is not a meaningful concept. He has nothing but a beginner's mind. Now, Jack Kornfield writes this about the don't-know mind of the beginner. He says the wisdom of uncertainty frees us from what Buddhists call the thicket of views and opinions. Buddha said, seeing misery in those who cling to views, a wise person should not adopt any of them. A wise person does not, by opinions, become arrogant. But those who grasp after views and opinions wander about the world, annoying people. Did Buddha really say that? Just like that? Jack Kornfield continues, he says, I like to think that the Buddha said this last sentence with a laugh. Ajahn Khan used to shake his head and smile, you have so many opinions and you suffer so much from them. Why not let them go? Freedom from views is like a cleaning of the glass and a breath of fresh air. So is such freedom from opinions even possible in a Unitarian Universalist congregation? Possibly not. To be honest, after 10 years with you, I have formed all sorts of opinions. Most of them don't feel like a form of misery, though. More like love with a depth of understanding of who we really are. But even these, what I like to call informed points of view, need to be taken with a grain of salt if the possibilities before us are to be realized. So I want to work on a list with you today and hope you might have some answers to this question. How will we know if this co-ministry experiment is working? What would you like to see and feel and experience in the year to come? And Craig's going to take notes so we don't forget. You have a thought? Raise your hand and I'll try and repeat what you... Yes?
Attendance numbers increase.
Would I want to start there? No, but it would be great. Do I want a microphone? Yes, that's even better. Thank you. Who else has an idea? What would you like to experience? Woody.
If you and Craig are at least in the same kind of harmony then as you are now.
Okay. Bill?
I would say growth in awareness of who we are and what we are.
It looks like right next to you there, yeah.
Potentially greater diversity, age-wise, sexual orientation, gender, and racially.
Mm-hmm.
New ideas and new adventures.
New
ideas and new adventures.
All right. You know what? I'm going to start here and work my way back because otherwise I'll be running back and forth.
I'd like to experience in myself and all the people I interact with a heightened sense of enthusiasm and purpose for participating and doing what we do here.
Well, I'd like to see a greater sense of creativity in the congregation. Not that I'm dissatisfied with the way it is now, but my first thought was really for Virginia and Craig that they would each be able to work 50% of the time and not, you know, get into old habits and both give us 75%, which would be wonderful, but we don't want to burn you out.
Thank you, Donna. Skip, did you have something to say?
No.
Okay. Who else? Eric?
I'm hoping to see a complementary set of skills. I don't want to call them strengths and weaknesses because I hope they're different strengths on both of the partners. But since I know as a group we're looking for social justice, that perhaps Craig will have strengths in certain areas to improve our commitment to social justice, and Reverend Virginia will have strength in other areas to continue our commitment to social justice. So between the two of you, I hope to see even greater results with respect to social justice.
I have a beginner's mind, no expectations whatsoever.
Oh, thank you, Skip.
I didn't hear that last one.
No expectations whatsoever.
No expectations
mind.
Whatsoever.
Write that one down.
Innovation and exploring yet untapped resources and talents within the congregation and congregational staff.
Yeah. Thank you. More, Bill?
I just forgot something. I would request that we revisit people like Emerson in our hymnal 531, The Oversoul. We should take a look at it before reading today because I think that's what it's all about. And the more we can invest in that, the more, the less strife, the more harmony there will be, the more equality there will be in this world.
531. 531 is the answer to everything. That's good to know. All right. Well, I have a few things to add to your list, but that was a wonderful. I think we're complimentary. So because of our ministries here, I would, like you said, expect there to be more energy and creativity happening within our groups and our committees. I want to see an increased sense of hope and possibility, and more random and generous hospitality and kindness, and that our sense of covenant is deepened as we navigate our differences with grace and good humor, and that UUCMC is a source of spiritual sustenance that helps us all transform the world every day of the week. Of course, to make any of this possible, we all have to be committed to the project. In this democratic institution, your presence and your voice really does matter. Each of us has the responsibility to show up as best we can to the party, if it's to be a party at all. So though I'm now practicing beginner's mind, trying to stay open and curious, I also want you to know that I wasn't born yesterday. And neither Craig nor I are 6 months old. We each have significant experience and training in ministry within this congregation and beyond to bring to this party. We hope that it is useful. More importantly, my years with you have created a storehouse of love and appreciation. There is a well of trust that we've built through the years that I hope will help us grow and thrive in spirit and in generosity. And I hope that Craig has a chance to experience that deep trust too. That is the source of all our power. With such power rooted in trust and creativity, we may have what it takes to solve the very pressing and practical problems of the world we inhabit every day. May our ever-expanding and surprising love for one another and for the world show us the way. And now I invite you to sing together hymn number 131, Love Will Guide Us. Please.